Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Chad Prather here, the guy that's unapologetically Southern on YouTube. Join me every Thursday for the Chad Prather Show exclusively here on Podcast One. I'm bringing armchair philosophy and observational humor to what's going on in the world, as guests help me sort it all out. Nothing is off limits on the Chad Prather Show. Again, every Thursday, it's new episodes of the Chad Prather Show right here on Podcast One. Download and listen to new episodes exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Porcelain Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Get it on, no choice but to get it on.
Oh my God. You hear the poor Ray.
You do it.
Poor Raymond Oldhoffer from the Cruiseitis is going around big here, people. Raymond, Maddie the Fondler, Fondelier, even Kaylin, they've got some sort of horrible boat virus.
Hopefully by listening to this audio, we're not going to get you sick. I don't think it passes auditorily.
But yeah, I know, right?
Come on, kiss me.
Listen, I got to tell you, welcome to Ace on the House, and thank you for supporting our show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through our Amazon link. Twitter at Ace on the House, Facebook.com/Ace on the House. Follow Ray at Ray Oldhoffer, Eric at Eric Stromer, and Ray would have done this. However, he has no voice, and we're going to be very gentle and talk gently.
Okay.
So what happened, Ray? Welcome, everybody, by the way.
We went on. How long are we gone, Matt? 5 days?
Yeah, pretty much. There was like a drinks event on Wednesday night, and then the boat left Thursday, and then we were back in port when we woke up on Monday morning.
Do you guys, you could have been in a convention center. You wouldn't have known the difference, right? Nobody really went outside.
You know, you'd be surprised. We had a day in Cozumel, Mexico.
Ooh.
I helped coordinate a whole group to go snuba diving.
What's that?
It's like snorkeling and scuba combined.
Oh, there's a hose?
Yeah.
Exactly. So you have like a
compressor.
You got like a breathing thing like you're scuba diving. Oh. But rather than having an air tank on your back, it's an air tank on a boat.
Now, they used to have this thing called an aqualung. Wait. Yeah. Aquanaut. And it was on a floating inner tube with a motor that shot air down hoses. This was back in the 70s.
Same thing.
They did that, except instead of wearing like some big sci-fi bulky thing, you just literally have like a scuba diving
just have the respirator.
Breather.
So we had a full face mask. No. And at the time, it was cool. But now I think back on it, and we were just inhaling full-on emissions
carbon
from
monoxide.
A gasoline motor while being underwater. No wonder I thought it was so cool. I was probably high on fumes, right? All right, so give me some highlights, boys. What? So you get on the boat. Just run me through it quickly. You get on the boat. What happens?
See, I don't know what Ray wants to be able to tell.
I don't care. Did
Ray have clothes most of the time?
Most
no?
of the time.
Yeah.
However, I went down the kiddie slide naked.
He did go down the children's water slide naked.
But I did a little bit, you know, I scoped up, made sure there were a few kids.
No,
well,
the the thing that I thought was so thoughtful of you was that you shaved your entire body. So from a distance, you looked like a huge baby.
I'm not hairy.
See, even better.
Stromer, I think you were missed the very, very first night. Ray and I went on a fucking two-hour run. We went on a two-hour run playing blackjack.
Oh.
And then by the time we were done, and we both more or less were even, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe you were down a little bit. I don't remember.
I was up a little bit.
You were up a little bit. Okay. Yeah. So then it's like, at this point, it's like 3 a.m, and we just start roaming the deck of the ship. We were going to play ping pong. There was no ping pong balls available. So we played mini golf.
Yes.
Drunk mini golf at 4 a.m.
Oh.
I got pictures of Ray.
Did you guys
I got pictures of Ray peeing off the side of the boat.
Did you guys do the Titanic thing where you gently held Ray's torso out as he outstretched his arms on the front of the ship?
There was a lot of touching, but I don't think we ever quite captured the Titanic moment. A lot of unwanted touching, definitely.
Wait, who won the golf?
Oh, yeah. So I started playing really well, and then I just blew it.
Yeah.
Shit the bed.
Yeah. Kalen, did you have any experiences that you'd like to share?
Yeah, what I was very proud of is I put together a cigar party.
Wait. Before, let's back up. Before we proceed.
It was chucking cock.
Did the incredible weight loss regime / body shaving / new bathing suit work?
No, unfortunately, there was only one day where I really took the shirt off, and I had already eaten so much food and had so much booze in my system that it kind of went back to...
So you immediately got fat.
Got fat again, yeah.
You looked like a little balloon.
We went snuba diving, and Kalen just floated to the top.
Oh,
I
no.
Yeah,
there were 9 weight
there.
Belts ahead of weight his neck.
Did you guys look good? Did you see any sea life while you were under the water?
Absolutely.
Just Matt.
Yeah, just me.
What'd you see?
Mermaid.
No. Shut up, Ray. No, it was great. I mean, there were tons of fish. Good. There was a like
lobster,
a crab, like an eel, and then yeah, like a manta ray thing. It was cool.
Good. And did anybody?
And it ended right at the shore where they had 2-for-1 tequila shots and stuff. That was just moments before the naked water slide action.
Did any of you see the sign saying no molestar and completely ignore those rules?
Ray, you want to take that one?
I never saw that sign.
Exactly.
Blinders, baby.
Attaboy.
We had a good time.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, as good as it could get.
What do we miss around here, Stromer? What have you been up to?
Oh, man. You know, well, the day that you guys left, I went home and I sat in a dark room with the shades pulled and just put on some Janis Ian and started crying.
Brought himself to completion right after that. It was the weirdest jerk-off session you ever had in this life.
But strangely alluring. Yeah. I might even repeat that.
I'm going to do it later after I go.
You know, I've been doing great, man. I got the ceiling fixed from the Thanksgiving fiasco. The drywall went in. The paint went up. Thank you so much, everyone. Finished a job. I got paid. Everything was fine. There's a little touch-up to do. You know, after you get done, the clients call back after they realize they've paid you in full, and they start to go, it looks like there's an 1/8 inch chip in the ceiling on the corner of the dealio, you know, so I have to...
Can you come over?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's going to happen.
Didn't hold back that 5% or
whatever? No, he's a good friend of mine, ultimately. We ended up parting ways very amicably, but you still have to go do crap that you don't want to do. You know?
Always. And then the weird thing about, like, the end of any job, that last 5%,
yeah,
that last 10% takes you longer than 90%.
No, I know.
Sometimes.
I know. And you know, it's at that point where... You start to go, maybe I shouldn't do this anymore. The hit list, it makes you crazy.
I don't even go that far. I don't even take the job at the get-go.
And you know, in defense of the hit list, obviously for the homeowner or the client, it's essential because it makes them feel like they're getting what they paid for.
Mm.
You got to do it, obviously. But there's a point, and you'll probably relate to this. There's a point at which you completely stop seeing imperfection because you're trying to finish, and you're keeping the entire vision alive in your mind to get everything done. And the last thing you're really doing is like looking at tiny little minutiae, right? Because you're just trying to make sure it's all your guys are done. They've completed everything.
And your eye is more delicate than theirs.
Yeah, and so you know you miss stuff, and so. I had to put on one more drawer pull, and somehow there was a different drawer pull there that was one that I was showing my client, and I installed it, and it was completely the wrong handle, and I didn't even notice because I was looking at 500 things at the same time.
You're overwhelmed, right? Yeah.
So sometimes you just miss stuff, you know?
Sure.
So
you know what's funny, though? It's like that's the difference between residential versus commercial.
Right.
Commercial, they don't effing care.
No one cares.
Like, be done.
Right.
We need to open. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, this wall's only primered. Oh, looks great to me.
Right, right.
No
right.
problem.
Yeah, can we go open the doors?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's different because, you know, as people start putting their belongings back in the new cabinets and they get up on a ladder and they see the paint from a different angle and they start, you know, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Really?
We have a holiday right here.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yes, but it ended up looking great.
I had to go to, you know, my best customer that lives in the Birds.
Yeah.
They have a mice infestation a little bit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, you got to board up the whole thing. I mean, where they bought the house, you know, a spec house, but they rigged the sink for a different waste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the base of the cabinet, there's these huge holes like I could fit through.
Oh, so man. It's like, and, you know, those dudes can get through nickel-sized hole. Rats
sure.
can get through a nickel-sized hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing about the anytime you got to deal with the vermin, it makes me crazy. And, you know, you can't just go in there and start sweeping with a broom. You got to put on a mask because of the hantavirus.
Hantavirus.
Yeah. You know, a friend of mine was cleaning out his ivy and vines, and he was just, you know, pulling stuff out and breathing. And then he got hantavirus and was down for 5 months.
What?
Like really bad. Like really bad.
What does it do? Is it respiratory?
It's a full-on respiratory failure ultimately if it doesn't get in check.
What do you do? Antibiotic? What is it?
You have to be on like cycles of antibiotics and you know, just lay low and you get winded and wheeze all the time and it's just from the rat and mice piss.
Right.
So you got to wear an N95 respirator.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad news, man. And so,
because I clean up a bunch of extra.
I know.
Yesterday.
And so don't.
I didn't wear a respirator. But
you should always wear one.
Washed my hands, went super slow.
Yeah.
You know, don't kick it up.
No. Speaking of that, you know, we had these crazy fires, right? I mean, crazy. And I went to the store because my neighborhood was super smoky Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Bad. Like, I didn't even
Didn't
let the kids go out. We stayed indoors. You're supposed to run your AC because that's pulling from interior air, right? I go to the store that night. I think, man, this might get worse. I'm going to go get masks for the kids. I went to three different big box stores sold out.
Everything
like,
gone.
Like people went insane to get these masks. And you got to get the N95s or the 100s because those are the ones that filter out the particulates that are really dangerous for you. But like it brought up this point, like natural disaster, you better have your shit together in your own home because people go crazy and panic and everything disappears off the shelves, right? Which is why I think everybody should own a generator, respirator, earthquake kits,
food,
50-gallon water. Like, don't skimp on doing this stuff, people, because as the climate gets a little wacky,
stuff
changes, and so do we. Yeah, it's incredible.
I was driving on the 210 when we got back Tuesday morning. It's like, you know, ominous, just everything.
Looks like you're driving into a Bruckheimer movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. I couldn't believe it.
But then with that, because I was going to Sunland Tahunga where the fire was,
right?
So I was going heading eastbound, and then so I'm driving in my car. I see the sun, so it's a little dollop, you know, everything Bruckheimer-esque, as you say.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, helicopter there, the water drop helicopter, right on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
going to get an accident.
Yeah, right.
Trying to get
Well, how can you not shoot that?
I tweeted it.
Send it. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, you're right.
It was very cool.
Really cool.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
And, you know, so the kids then get a snow day, as I put it, because it was raining ash. It looked like snow.
Snow week.
Back in the Midwest, they used to call snow days because the snow would be 6 feet and it would be really fun. You'd be home doing stuff.
We used to get earthquake
days
when we were kids. Yeah.
This was not so fun because they couldn't go out and do anything, right? I mean,
they were like grounded.
They were basically grounded, right? But man, I watched TV for like 2.5 days straight. I couldn't get enough of it. It was amazing.
Well, what freaks me out is that they keep saying, you know, it's not contained. It's not contained. Or now they're saying they're 40% contained or whatever. But you look up in the sky right now, it's crystal clear.
Crystal clear, yeah.
Like, where's the plumes?
I think they're north, like up by Ojai, is really bad.
Yeah.
And then south in San Diego now is bad. They're using Camp Pendleton as a way station for people to go if their houses start bursting into flames. Bad news stuff.
Brutal. Man.
We got crazy calls, people. Look at that. Nuts. Everybody's calling in.
Who do you want?
Where do you want it? Let's go to Dallas, line one. That'd be Ken.
Hi, guys.
What's up, man?
There's no such thing as climate change. Just ask our great president.
Yeah, that's right. Good call.
Hey, I know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. I know Adam's done it, but what kind of base do you put under...
No.
What kind of base do you guys put under that artificial turf if I want to do that myself? Is it like 6 inches of gravel and
I think there's a whole thing to it. I think there's like, yeah, there's that fabric that drains. And there's also DG.
Well, don't they do a slab?
They amend it.
Don't they do a slab? And then
that's what I don't know.
No, he's talking about the fake turf.
Oh, fake turf, but like football fields do slabs with drainage, and then they do that.
They do those pellets.
The pellets and then the grass.
And I think they're getting away from the pellets.
The pellets are carcinogenic, apparently.
Yeah,
you don't want to use those. But for regular turfing the yard, I think you just grade it really well, and then I think drainage,
like, so nothing will work its way up. So you have to get that fabric that's black, so weeds can't get up through it.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean, Ken?
But that, do you
and
know,
then you
got to like
roll
how,
it.
How much dirt do I have to remove? I mean, how much gravel do I need? 6 inches?
Six inches. I think it's 6 inches always and compacted.
I think if you look online right now, you'll see a schematic of exactly what you need. You know, why? Are you going to do it?
Well, I'm going to try to, but that's what I wanted to get your guys' opinion on it.
Why do you want to do it?
Do you have a pet?
Yeah.
The downside to me is the pet craps on or pisses on the turf, and it's like they're doing it on carpet, kind of, isn't it? I mean,
that's how I was going to.
Yeah, but it drains.
I was going to leave my sprinkler system so that I can, you know, still rinse it off and let it all drain out.
No. You got to get rid of your sprinkler system. Get rid of it because you can just hose it down.
Hose it with a nozzle,
like where,
spray
where,
nozzle.
Yeah, where it is, where the dog defecates or pees or whatever. And besides that, it drains.
But I would leave the system in case you want to bail on the turf ultimately. Because I don't know, man. I see a lot of it out here and it looks okay for a minute. And then after about 2 years, the sun beats it and it starts to get ratty looking.
Oh, really?
I think.
There's some
even
that
the new, even the new good stuff?
The newer good stuff is better. less of a problem, but it's still over time.
I think some of them have like big-time warranties.
Yeah, they do,
too.
But I've seen the ones that have warranty, and they start to look rad. Where are you again? What city? Dallas? You guys get beat up with sun there, too. I don't know. Just double-check. Go up to – here's the best thing to do. Find a house that has it. And go up and ask them about how it's been for them. I would really do that.
And how you do that, you go up there and you pee on their synthetic lawn and ask them,
show me
a demonstration and defecate
crap on the
lawn. And they'll come out and they'll question you. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, just say, you know, the guys on the show asked me
to
grab
a test.
I'm doing a test for my friends in Los Angeles.
I'll give them your phone number. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
Hey, but listen, there's also those spikes you got to put in.
Yeah, because it moves if you don't.
Yeah, and there's a lot to do. I mean, you know, get like 3 bids and see if you could match it.
And tell them and ask them to give you addresses of people who they've done this for and then go talk to them.
And then tell them your kids are going to help so they have extra labor.
And then bring your kids and have them also crap on the lawn.
Have them poop on the floor.
Whatever needs to be done.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
Have a good weekend.
All right,
bye now. Later.
Hey, there's Tommy in Arizona, line 51, 5-1-er.
Tom.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
So I bought a house a couple of years ago. Yeah. I love the house. It's got a big...
Hold on, hold on. Eric's got to say... Hold on, Tom, 1 second. Eric, scream winner.
Winner!
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Tom.
What am I a winner of?
You're a winner because you own a house
and Ray doesn't own one. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Sorry, man.
I think he legitimately thought that he won something.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want?
How about 10,000?
Eric will defecate on your lawn for free.
Yeah, for free. Or 10,000 in small bills in a briefcase. Choose.
How about a ram feeding?
Yeah. I already got him that. A new one.
So, that was great of you, but it only took how many years?
Whatever. He still doesn't wear it. I'm gonna get Sonny one.
Yeah, you will.
Tom, what's up?
He'll wear it,
yeah.
So the reason I'm calling, I bought a house and love the house. It's got a really thick, solid front door. It's 9 foot. It sits a little crooked. So I went online to try to find YouTube videos to tell me how to make it line up. I tried a couple things, loosen the top screw, tighten the bottom screw to make it align.
The hinge.
The handle lock. Loosen the hinge, sorry. And it lined up a little bit, but I think it made it worse. So,
are you scraping anywhere?
I put little shims in the top to push the top to make it align so the deadbolt would go into the wall.
Yeah, you mean into the strut? Okay, into the jam. It'll line up. Go ahead.
Right. And it's still not lining up. So I read another video and it said take like 3 inch. Read another video. Watched another video, and it said, like, take 3 or 4 inch screws. So I'm going all the way through the wood into the
framing,
the stud on the outside of the door frame.
Yeah, into your jack stud. Go ahead. So wait a minute.
Right.
Hold on. Tom. Now, the deadbolt doesn't work, right? It rubs?
It's hitting the metal thing.
Can you get it close? Do you have to pull up? Shh. Do you have to pull up or down? When you turn it
up,
so you have to pull up. So the bottom, your bottom has to go up a little bit. Or you know what you can do too? You can take a file and make the hole a little bigger. Is it bad or is it just a little bit of a pain in the ass?
It's a little bit of pain in the ass. I got kids, so the kids can't come through the door. They're using the garage to come in and out of the house.
Okay, get yourself a file and file the the strike side down, you know, where you're putting the 3-inch screws, file that thing down. You know, and how far off are you?
That's probably the easiest solution.
Right, because then you don't have to finger fuck everything and then line everything up. You can just file it. I do it all the time, especially with brass because it's easy, but yours is probably steel. So you're going to have to maybe even get a little
brass,
Dremel.
It's a brass strike plate.
You sure it's through and through? How old's your house?
9 years?
Yeah, then it's not. It's probably not. Maybe it's brass plated.
Okay.
You know, but it's probably steel under there. Eric, would you fucking say something? I can't talk.
What are you talking about? You're doing a great job.
You're drawing a picture of a strike.
I was doing a strike plate. A picture.
That's actually very cool.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to send you this too, Tom. Eric's drawing. It's fantastic.
Is that my prize?
It's visual radio. Yeah, this is what you won. Congratulations. I'm going to sign it.
While I was telling you what to do, Eric was drawing it in real time.
And I also drew what I think may be your birthday because I think I'm psychic.
There you go.
Ready? 4/13/1987.
He's 51, goof.
Sorry. All right, whatever. Next call, please.
It says 51 okay, next
right, whatever.
But
psychic.
Was he born on April 13th?
I don't care anymore. You know what? Why don't people believe in my psychic powers?
And there's a tell right there. It says 51.
I thought that was the line.
Hey, do you have a little Yeah, we got 51 callers lined up.
51.
Hey, Tom, do you have a small Dremel?
A small what?
Dremel. Yes. Do you have it?
Yeah.
All right. Now do
Dremel.
It.
Yeah.
Dremel. Oh, okay.
Ray's going through a second puberty.
Do what I told you to do, and I can't talk to you anymore. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, man.
What the fuck, Eric?
Shut up! You were taking it so well, and you're in command. You're passionate. Like a man. I'm not. Yes, like a man in your mankini.
Talk to Matt.
Talk to Matty. What's up, Matt?
Hold on. You want to guess his age?
Matt,
now?
Are you 5 or 48?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Good answer. Do you believe in? Do you,
my call,
by
guys.
The way, do you believe in my psychic powers? No,
I don't. Do. I was impressed. You knew I was going to say that, though.
Yeah, right? That's right. All right, so what's going on, my friend?
So my house, I'm out in Pennsylvania, and my house was built in 1934, and it's a brick house with a slate roof, the original slate roof. And a couple years back, there was a little bit of trouble with the flashing between the roof and the chimney, and some water was getting into my son's room on the second floor. You know, just a relatively small area, but when it was at its worst, it was dripping in, like actual water was dripping in on his desk. And we got that fixed. The flashing was fixed, but now, of course, the remains
are
there.
It's called Fry Wriglet, that type of flashing. Say Fry Wriglet.
Fry Wriglet. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Fry Wriglet, toy boat. Go ahead. Go ahead,
now, inside of his room, you know, I'm just wondering if this is a do-it-yourself kind of job where the plaster, of course, is all damaged from the water. And it's not terrible, but it's on the roof part, and it's a little bit on the wall where the paint, because of the water being behind it, the paint chipped away a little bit. The plaster looks a little bit funky. Is that something I can just chip away at a little bit and repaint, or does that sound like a bigger job to you?
Is it completely dry?
It's completely dry. Yeah, we had it fixed. I think we had it fixed about 3 or 4 years ago. So there's been no water since the flashing was fixed.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you're fine then. Just button it up. What I'm most impressed with is that your son still does homework after being traumatized by dripping water onto his math assignment. That's unbelievable. The kid's a genius.
Well, did you move the kid out of the room?
What's that?
Did you move him out of the room when this was happening?
No, it wasn't up to like a waterfall. It was a drip.
Wait, Matt, how long?
No, did you just yell at him like, you stay there and do your homework while the water's dripping?
Matt, how long have you been a negligent father? It's fucking 3 years and you still haven't paid this shit.
I moved the television off the desk and unplugged it and put a pan there. I mean, what more can I?
That's a good fix. That's it. That's it.
Do you love your son? Don't answer.
Sort of. Oh, no. Sort of is the answer.
You get a call. What's that? What's that? What's Lynette's show where they talk to people who have kids?
For crying out loud.
Hey, call back later. Crying out loud.
Yeah,
cool. I think it's pretty easy fix.
Yeah, if there's no moisture, staining, dripping, your son is...
Is it textured or is it flat?
If your son has lost his twitch whenever you mention school, then go ahead, plug up the ceiling.
Asbestos fucking floating everywhere.
It does sound like Chinese water torture where it's dripping on his head while he's doing his work.
In 1932, when your house was built, everything was made out of asbestos.
Yeah.
So remember that.
Oh, there's that too, yeah.
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's entombed. Hey, patch it and paint. Are the walls clear? Are they flat? What are they? Texture?
Yeah, it's textured plaster, yeah.
Can you match it?
Oh, I don't know. I've never done it.
What's the texture like?
Might as well really fuck the kid up by going in there and throwing mud up on the ceiling.
Have him sand it.
While he's laying there crying.
Sand that, son. No respirator. Now go to sleep.
While the whole family wears hazmat suits, but him.
Shaking in his bed.
I want you to think about what you've done as I slowly close the door at night.
Exactly.
And then then stare at him and shut the light. Just fuck him up.
Do the thing where you point to both of your eyes and then point to both of his eyes.
And then point out. I hate my dad.com.
Right.
Just writing that in the plastic dust every night.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Matt, you got this handled, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You got it.
We're proud of you, my friend.
Not really, but okay. You're a fine man. I'm never going to Pennsylvania.
Fine man as quote-unquote, air quote, dads
dad.
Go.
Great dad. I love
it. Right, no offense. I saw you playing the breeding game with that little kid on the cruise. So I
that's a muse. I didn't even touch his fucking kid's face. It was like 5 feet away. That kid was, let me tell you, that kid was on a roll, too.
Really?
That kid would hit his mother, take her glasses off, throw her glasses, and she was sweet. And the dad was like a huge fan, and he was like, you can play the breathing game with my kid. I go, all right.
Really good.
This is weird.
Sometimes you got to send people to Uncle Ray for a little comeuppance.
Discipline. Discipline. Fucking no, that kid was really cute. Yeah. Hey, don't mention that. Thank you, Matt. Bye.
I'm sorry.
Bye now. Too late. This looks like a...
Wow, what is this? Some kind of a beautiful image?
We're looking at
it. It's an email question that maybe we'll get to.
It looks like Toluca Lake.
Is it Toluca Lake? Maddie, how are you feeling, bud? Do you have the boat flu that is really taking you down?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a hard week, but, you know, it was worth it.
And when you came home, did Mrs. Fondelier give you a big hug, or did she have a big old hat respirator on and get away from me?
I'm hoping that she didn't get sick.
Yeah, me too.
I think the person I hung with the most on the cruise was Matt, for sure, actually.
Well, listen, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Matt,
am I right?
Had a great time together.
It was a really, really fun time.
And then I think every night I stayed up to like 4 or 5, except
what time did you sleep till usually?
8 or 9.
Now, how'd you find sleeping on the boat?
I don't mind.
You don't mind? You don't feel? Did you feel rocking at all?
No, I don't care.
Do you feel that at all?
I don't get affected by that.
Yeah, I did a little bit. I get affected by that, but it wasn't too bad.
Are you a seasick guy?
A little bit.
Me too. I get a little.
It's a fucking floating city. It doesn't even move.
I know, but I got the inner ear thing where I get like wacky if it's too much rocking.
I've been on like a 36-foot sloop that just yaws and pitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now there, if you got sick, I get it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there's nothing like that.
No. Okay.
But it's still, you could feel it though, depending on where you were on the boat. Like if you were in the dining hall or some of the places that were toward the very ends of the boat, you could absolutely
feel it rock a little bit.
What'd you think? How was the food?
Yeah, it was all right. It's all you can eat. That part I liked.
Sting ring. I suffered sting ring.
I saw that
times.
on your one of your tweets there, friend. So that's terrible.
Well,
is that from the food or just from the?
It might be from the 20 drinks I consumed.
That's what I was gonna say.
It might be a combo.
Yeah.
Because it looked exactly like the cream spinach.
Ew and gross.
I'm just saying.
But.
He says that, and then he said that on the boat.
And then it smelled exactly like the cream spinach. I was thinking doubling down.
He literally said that to me on the second day. He's like, yeah, that cream spinach really came back to haunt me. Cut to dinner. One cream spinach, please. Why are you getting that again?
I love cream spinach.
But do you see? But I want you boys to notice one thing. Suddenly, Ray's voice has become strong and clear as soon as he talks about diarrhea.
No, not true.
He's like Popeye, man.
Hey, man. That spinach. But here's the thing. They put it. They give you portions that are on the smaller side, but you can get as much. Because I think they don't give you a big portion because there's so much waste.
Yeah, what do they do with it? Just dump it in the ocean?
I have no idea.
What do you think they do with the excess food?
No, I'm saying if you you can't get a big portion because you can just keep getting small ones.
Yeah, but don't you think there's a ton left over?
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know.
Was there entertainment in addition to you guys on the boat?
I was my own entertainment. Fuck that.
Did they have musical acts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a full-on cruise ship. The Corolla Group was maybe a third of the boat.
Oh, okay.
There was all kinds of stuff.
A piano bar.
Did you wear that puffy sleeve conga line thing that you wear?
I wanted to.
Damn it, man.
I didn't do it.
It's my favorite.
It was a good time.
It was great. Do you guys want to do a video question
or something? Yeah, heck yeah, we do.
All right, cool. So this is a video from Jamie. It's a little bit long, as usual.
Oh, boy.
But I know you guys love it. Yeah, so buckle up. Here we go.
Boy or girl?
We're going to find out.
Ace, Ray, Stromer.
Girl, obviously.
Get it on.
Yeah, definitely a girl.
My name's Jamie from Hamilton, Ontario, Toronto.
Right on.
Bought this house about a year ago.
It's an old Victorian house.
Only has one bathroom. I've recently just put in a bathroom on the first floor, but trying to fix up this bathroom upstairs.
I just wanted to run some ideas
past you and get your feedback. So going up to the bathroom, this was, I think, originally a door going in, which the previous owners did away with. This is now the door going in, which leads out to a outdoor porch there. They only had a bathtub, so I sort of put this quick shower in until I was ready to do this. the tarp.
So there's a corner. There's like a.
And there's the toilet and the sink.
That's and a nice room, in, though.
The toilet's separate. And then he's point. Got. Oh, they got that Venetian plaster.
So my
plaster.
Question is, yeah. The main problem is that I want to put and then a they have wall a corner so that unit. If people are outside. Then they're not trapping the people who are out there when they come in to go to the washroom. So
wait, what does he want to do?
I wanted to put a wall basically here where I put this tape and along there, and then that would be the shower. Put the shower head there. And then in this room, which would be the laundry room, I wanted to move the washer and dryer, which are in the basement, to a stacked right here. And then over here would be the door in and out of the bathroom.
Wait, go back. What is that?
My question is, first, does this sound like a logical plan?
What he wants to do is make, I think he wants to get rid of the tub totally. Just
put No. He's going to keep, he's going to put a, is he going to keep the tub or shower?
This guy also wrote a little bit of an email to help clarify. Yeah. So he said.
He wants to make a laundry room.
He said, I didn't do a great job phrasing my questions. Hoping you could answer, one, does the renovation make sense? Two, doing away with a tub in this house, is that a big mistake? It's 12,000 square foot, 1900s Victorian. Fiance and I never...
12,000 square foot house?
Sorry. Listen, bro. It's Cruzitis. 1,200 square feet.
Jeez. 12. Yeah, okay. That's like Elvis, man.
All that blackjack. I'm used to seeing those zeros.
Yeah.
Hey-o. Sorry.
No zeros because I'm broke. All right. Fiance and I never take baths. I don't like the look or stepping into a tub to take a shower, but a kid in the next year or two is likely in the picture. Planning for the shower to be spacious, was looking into portable bathtubs or kids' tubs.
Okay. So let me weigh in on that with the kid thing. You will want the space to throw the kid in the tub and be able to comfortably sit right there with them in the tub. So if you are having a kid, don't make the little closed in space, and privacy is no longer going to be a part of your life anyway. So I think I think it's a waste of money and time to do that. Leave it open exactly the way it is. Put a shower in there. Maybe do tile on the Venetian plaster.
Yeah.
So that you can really use it as a shower. But until the kid's grown up, you're going to want a tub big time.
I want a tub now. I love the bath.
But those guys don't use one ever.
Right, but then also the stack washer
now, wait,
and dryer.
Is there another?
You're going to kill the.
Yeah, I
don't know if you have enough room.
I just think leave it the way it is and wait till you have these kids and then decide what works, because everything's going to change about privacy, wanting it. It's not going to be there anymore. I still got people laying in my bed for the last 19 years that are related to me. I can't get them fucking out of the bed.
Wait a minute. What about that door? Where is it going to open to? Is it going to swing out? If he's going to move the door?
Yeah, you'd have to swing it out. But the stacker is going to come out 24 inches.
You walk in, the door swings into the bathroom.
I don't want him to do it.
It's a weird configuration. Go back. Let's see where that other door opening was, please.
Yeah, that tub, you're going to want to have access to all sides of the tub when the kid's in the tub. Trust me.
Not that door, the other door. Right, yeah. In the hallway.
Yeah. And then that thing, what's that white detail right there where he was going to make the door? What is that? Is that an architectural detail?
I don't know what that is. Is that where he's going to put the door?
He was going to put the door there.
By the way, go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see the video.
So it's a pretty – here's the video. It's a pretty spacious bathroom. The layout's a little bit funky, but it's totally usable. I mean, it's not that bad. In fact, I would even do a built-in. When you walk into that bathroom on the right-hand side, I would do a built-in for storage and such there, and even have a changing station. You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. That's
a good
idea. That
would work really well. Yeah. And then you have the open tub. And
you're going to live in that bathroom with a baby, like seriously,
yeah.
Like trying to get him to chill out in the little tub in the bathtub itself. Seriously, don't get rid of that.
And maybe on the outside of that door, which goes out to an outdoor patio, he was saying.
Yeah.
So that door goes outside from the bathroom, which is kind of weird, but that's okay. Maybe put a stack washer and dryer outside with an overhang over it.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. But where he's in Canada, though, it gets cold.
Yeah, but, at least you have a washer and dryer outside with an overhang on it. You know, whatever.
Well, but it's 30 below zero sometimes.
It's not my problem. Just saying, if you want a washer and dryer.
You wash your clothes, you wash them in the winter, right. You wash them in the summer. Whatever.
Yeah. It's your job. Man. That's tile. You can find that shit still, even though it's ugly, but you can still find it. And that's not a bad tub. It really isn't.
It's so he was going to do a wall where the green tape is and then
you put the stack and the washer and dryer would tuck in
behind there. I see what he's doing.
And then put a shower on the left of that.
Yeah. Listen, if you want to drop $30,000, great. That's a great idea.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of money and work.
You don't need it.
I don't think you need it yet, but if you have the money, go for it. But you're going to want a tub in the house with a baby. That's all I'm going to tell you.
And this is
all.
Know.
This is all just like, you know, rich people problems. Like, you need a tub for
but
sure.
But you're right, though. He does need a shower, so he did the temp shower, which is smart. Just throw that tile all the way up.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be fine. I don't, you know, it's your call. I would do that. Eric would do that. Matt, are you a bathtub guy?
No, I've had a couple baths in my life, but I love the shower.
What do you mean a couple?
Well, like as an adult, right? How many? Like regularly.
I do it daily.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm real.
I did a bath just last night, my friend, with essential oils. Look at my skin. Feel my arm. Is that like velvet?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do, if I'm depressed, two times in a day.
Yeah.
Bath.
Do you have a deep enough drain overflow so that water actually covers your body?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I hate that shit when it's not.
Or you flip it.
There you go. That's
and then
like
just caulk it.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, those overflows make me crazy.
That's stupid.
I like you the idea of flipping it.
You flip it and then caulk it so it won't drain. It won't.
Kaylin, are you a bath guy or a shower guy?
I'm a shower guy.
Have you ever had a bath?
I have had baths
and
before.
And no dice?
No dice.
Are you a pee stand or pee sitter?
Oh, I'm a pee stand.
Nice.
Matt?
Yeah, absolutely stand.
I'm a pee leaner. I got a ledge and I do like a plank. So that I'm literally.
Oh, you work out while you pee?
No, I'm at an angle like this, with my arm on this ledge.
That's a good move after a few drinks.
Yeah. So I'm literally just like at an angle, like I'm leaning forward, and you can't miss.
That a boy.
Can't miss.
I'm both.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't sit and pee.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got ergonomic issues that don't allow me to sit on a toilet. Sorry.
That means your nuts dangle in the water because it certainly ain't your cock. Fuck you. If that were the case, I'd already know.
How dare you look at my medical records and see that I've had a scrotal tuck? How dare you?
Tuck. Scrotal. That'd be a weird conversation to go to plastic surgery. Yeah.
That's right.
What's your problem? Well, you know what? My nuts are too long.
My grandfather, bless his deceased heart, used to sit in a lawn chair.
Stick.
With Bermuda shorts on, and I swear to God, his balls almost hit the grass.
It's insane, isn't it?
Shorts and through the
oh, weaving, really?
Through the weaving of the chair. Dear old grandpa.
Rest in peace, grandpa.
Yeah. it's a
lovely and stirring tribute, Eric. Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That was part of his eulogy speech. That's what he opened with.
Yep.
Grandpa, what I will miss most about you
are his strangely long balls. Like taffy.
I remember.
We thought it was taffy.
The thing is that impression will never, ever, ever leave your mind.
It will never leave my mind. I can't.
You'll always know that.
That's right.
It's crazy how that stuff works.
Matt, let's do one more here before we
get out
of
here?
Yeah,
why not?
All right, so we got an email
question. Do you
want
to say anything to us first? Do you want to talk about anything?
Yeah, let's just stop talking about that sucks.
Kaylin, do you have anything to say? Because we appreciate you.
I'm good.
All right.
Don't worry about him.
Yeah.
All right, so we got an email here from Matt from North Hollywood. I'm looking to build a short retaining wall along my property line. The dirt on the embankment washes away onto the sidewalk. I'd like to eliminate that. I want to get your take on what you think would look best with my Spanish Mediterranean house.
I know what would look best.
What?
Do you know, Eric?
What?
Some rubble, concrete rubble wall.
Really?
Yeah, those look bitchin'. Especially in Spanish. You know what I'm talking about? Like the broken concrete?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's called a rubble wall.
They do that all over the place in Mexico.
They do that. I'm actually
because it's a way to it's a way to recycle,
reuse the concrete.
Yeah, reuse. Right. That's a good idea, actually.
And it would totally fit the house.
And it's so inexpensive because you can buy that stuff. You know, what is it by the ton, right?
Yeah, you have to go like you're in North Hollywood, so go to Prime.
Yeah,
they'll have it. They have like 3 yards now. Those guys are kicking ass. But you can find or then what's the other one called? Masons, whatever.
Where is it? What's the San Fernando
Masonry Club? They have.
Oh
it.
Yeah.
But Bitchin' House, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Really cool style.
I mean, the other thing would be to do a classic block wall that's stucco to match the house, but that's a ton of dough.
And you're gonna have to do footing then.
Yeah.
This you can just knock it out, do a small footing, and set them on top. Make sure it's low slung because you don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
How many feet does that look
are
like?
You supposed to run rebar through some of those, like drill them and stuff, or what? How, or you just stack them? That's it.
I'd stack them and then use mortar.
Okay.
You could use mortar, but I like the stack look better.
What's the highest you can go with those?
I think not. You know, it looks like he's got to do about 2 feet, right?
Yeah.
That fisheye lens is fucking me up.
Yeah.
But then
I can't tell.
Yeah, but I do a small foot. I do a 1x1 footing around the whole thing.
It's a nice lot.
Dig it all out. Yeah.
It's cool.
And then it'll give you like the. Now it looks like somebody will cut that corner when they're walking on the sidewalk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they'll just go through your front yard or whatever like that. And it'll give it like a natural
formality to it.
Yeah. It'll be like, okay, don't approach this. Or you have to be invited.
Right.
Which is a better look for it anyway. What year that house was built? Like 24 or something.
Yeah. It looks like it.
Super cool.
With all the detail and the stucco and stuff. Nice.
Well, that's what I do. And then get a dog. Get a pit bull with a chain in the front.
Yeah.
You're done.
That's it. Done. Okay, good.
All right. We got this. Hey, Eric, what do you want to say to the people?
I want to say to the people to support us at Ace on the House. Thank you for supporting our show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through our Amazon link, Twitter at Ace on the House, Facebook.com/Ace on the House. Follow Ray Oldhoffer, Eric at Eric Stromer. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Leave a comment. Email us your video questions with explanations sometimes as well. Thank you, boys and girls. Moms and dads, love all of your work. Welcome back. I'm glad you guys made it safe from Mexico on the boat. Congratulations.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.